Harry, you always make me smile when you do that. It's kind of like, and we relax.
It's so not me. It's so them.
You make me smile. Indeed, greetings and welcome. And yes, the channeler is quite correct and accurate. Ascension has begun. So look around the room, or better yet, feel around the room. Can you feel the enlightened presence? Can you feel the holy awareness? In fact, all of you are lighting up. If we could look at percentages of this holy group from months past, or perhaps a year past, to where you are now, you would be amazed at your elevation of consciousness. It is happening slowly. It is happening sort of when you are not looking or paying attention. So some of you are a little perhaps on the frustrated side, or feel that perhaps you are not advancing as fast as your neighbor or a friend that is suddenly channeling, or perhaps even trans-channeling. Oh my goodness, but what about me? What has happened to me? What you don't realize, dear ones of the light, dear holy ones of spirit, is you are advancing steadily according to your own needs and according to your own timetable. So let us address this and explain. When you have the plant, the holy plant, and you put the seeds in the soil and you tend to it with tender loving care, what happens, in fact, is that it grows, does it not? But you are not always aware of the growth. It is more so that you turn around and you say, oh my goodness, look how beautiful this wonderful plant is. I gave it the love and attention. I gave it access to the elements of the earth and the holy sun. And here we are. Or with the small child, you watch the child grow, and yet you can stare at it. You can have a staring contest with your small one and you will not see the growth, will you? But yet you remark over time, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it expansive? And isn't it holy? It is a holy thing to watch the growth of a young one. There is such pride. There is such revelation in terms of the miracle of it all. And this is what the ascension process is about, dear ones. It is recognizing the miracle of you. It is recognizing that just as you were in your infancy, shall we say, in terms of your access and your awareness of your true nature, your true origin, and your true abilities, over time, what is happening is you have been exposed to the love, yes, to the holy love within, to the love of the cosmos, to the love of your creator, however you define that to be. And so, due to your willingness to extend your flower self in the direction of the holy sun, in the direction of the light can take the form of the nature, the light can take the form of the prayers, the light can take the form of surrounding yourself with the beauty, the extension of who you truly are. You understand when you notice beauty, you are looking at yourself. It is like you are looking in the mirror. And so, as you afforded yourselves the opportunities of growth, the opportunities of self-awareness, what you are finding, dear ones, is that you are growing. You are growing in leaps and bounds. We assure you of this, and we bring this to your holy consciousness so that you can act as if you will. You can grow in to the holy shoes set before you. You see, there is no one that is being left out. There is no one that is really, in truth, ahead of another. We watched the channeler last night make this holy comment. She has a good dear friend that is channeling, or trans-channeling, we should say, a being of light that has crossed over. Her friend prefers the name not to be identified. This is his own shyness in the whole process, but we can assure you that trans-channeling has begun. She, in fact, made herself the linear counterpart in stating that, you are doing so well, you are even ahead of me. You see, it is important to watch out with those types of comments. We watch those channelers' words, you see, and we learn. We learn how human consciousness operates. We learn what to advise. We learn what to advise the whole. You see, she is just an example of a whole, of the whole. She is a mirror of human consciousness, and what she tends to think gives us an inkling for how human consciousness operates. So it is important, dear ones, to drop this whole linear process as far as one being higher, one being lower, one being amiss, one following the straight and narrow path. In fact, you understand that this is part of your disease mentality. This is part of the linear belief system. The linear belief system says there is a here and that there is a there. There is the contrast, you see. One is ahead, one is behind, one is up, one is down. In truth, this is irrelevant. You are all the hologram of the one, the hologram of the whole. This is the reason why you have the ability to pray for anyone on Holy Mother Earth, to pray for a spirit on the other side of the veil, so to speak, and you can influence this other extension of consciousness. Well, how could that be if there is one separate from you? If one is ahead and one is behind, then where is the connection? You see, you are the hologram, you are the whole, you are one, and you include it all. So in fact, what this means, dear ones, as we ask you to take the holy breath and presenting this information, is that you in fact are your ascended self. You see, if you are not separated from any of it, if you are one with all of it, then where is the behind, in front of, where is the I am here, my ascended self is there? Do you understand? Do you see that you are in fact are an aspect of your ascension consciousness? It is important to discover this. It is important to recognize this, and it is important to resonate with this. And why is that? The more you resonate with this, dear ones, the more that you assume this as a basic premise. In fact, what you will do is establish holy, regular contact with your true self, with your ascended self. Of course, you may have some bugs to work out. You may have some bells and whistles. You may want to release that, try this on, and so on and so forth. But once you understand that you truly are not separate from any of it, you are not separate from your brother, your mother on the other side of the veil. You are not separate from that, those that you are praying for in the Mexico region in weather, with in inclement weather conditions. When you understand you are not separate from the hurricane that you shoo away from the Florida coast, yes, we watch and we compliment your efforts. You have done a good job over the course of the past few years, have you not? You see, because, dear ones, you understand you are the whole, you understand that you are united, and you understand that you are indeed already ascended. It is the ascension consciousness that affords you the opportunity to get it right and understand that this hurricane, this wind, is an aspect of self. It is an aspect of the whole self. If this is true, and we have watched many of you perform the holy miracles already, then why would it not also extend to the awareness that you are one with this aspect of the whole, the aspect of the ascended one? Once you understand this, dear ones, then is it any big deal to turn on the switch? Is it any big deal to travel into that realm of awareness and tap into the knowledge, tap into the, one moment please. Tap into the knowledge, tap into the stream of holy awareness. You see, it is only the belief system that believes that you are here and they are there. This extends primarily to your awareness that you are already one with your divinity. You are already one with your divine self. So as we have said many times, when you call these channelings into your field of awareness, you see, you are dwelling in the dream of consciousness, and you have said yes. You have said yes to your higher awareness, and you are calling this make-believe place, these chairs, this young lady sitting and providing the attunement, the higher vibration. But who is it that's providing this higher vibration to you? It is you, because you understand that it is you. You understand that you can call this to you, and you understand that you are ready to receive it. It is not, dear ones, that you are ready to receive something you do not already possess. This is our holy point. What you are doing is saying yes to the awareness that you are ready to reveal to yourself to the truth, to reveal yourself, to reveal the truth to others. Again, it is not that anyone's doing anything to you. It is not that you are suddenly getting added something that isn't already you. It is you. It has always been you. It could not be you. You see, if there is no separation, then where was the separation to begin with? It is a fabrication. It is a lie. It is an illusion of the mind, if you will. This is why we often say, as you release your association with mind, as you become the no mind, what you do is you slip in like a beautiful silk robe that fits just perfectly, that was fitted to you by the most divine tailor. You slip into the robe of higher awareness, higher consciousness. You see, it is you. It has always been you. It is simply where you focus your attention, where you permit yourself to dwell. We ask you, dear ones, at this time to afford yourself the gift of dwelling in your true consciousness, in slipping on the robe of your true attire, in affording yourself the liberty of announcing who you really are. You do not need to announce it to the neighbors. You do not need to call it in the editorial in the paper. However, as you announce it to yourself, as you allow yourself to be free of limitations, what you do is reduce your stress. You see, when you believe in the holy nightmare, when you believe in all the fabrications and the tales and the worries and the woes and the belief in limitation and scarcity, these lower consciousness energies, what you do is you create with the beliefs. We have discussed this, yes. There are many wonderful teachings on the planet that discuss these true ideas and premises. In fact, you are creators. You are an extension of the creator being. And you create. You have been creating with the low vibration. It is simple as that. You have been creating with lower consciousness. No big deal. It is just what it is. So the holy point, dear ones, is once you understand that you have more than just this level of awareness, just this level of consciousness, you can afford yourselves to go to the party. You can afford yourselves to rise and create out of the beauty. You can release the pockets of the stale energy, as we were demonstrating for our channeler. She has been doing her due diligence in releasing, and as she does, she is able to hold more of the light, more of the love. She is just you. Again, she is just your mirror. You are her mirror. You see, you teach each other, you show each other your holy selves, what you believe in. You may look at your friends, you may look at your neighbors, you may look at pockets of consciousness, and when you get triggered, as our channeler would say, when it causes you grief, when it causes you to pause, when it causes you to have the holy reaction, we ask you to take the holy deep pause and remember, all is your consciousness, all is your mirror. So why have you brought this to your attention today is the question to be asked, to be raised, to be pondered. You see, you are showing yourself you. You are showing yourself an area of you that needs healing, that needs mending, that needs releasing from old belief. You see? And if you can see it, if you have heard about it, if you have opened the paper to that holy page, you can trust it is your dream, your consciousness, and it is you calling to you an aspect of self ready to heal, ready to expand, ready to be reunited with truth. Again, it is all you. You are bringing yourself back to wholeness. You are bringing yourself back to truth. You are waking yourselves up. So this ascension process, when has it begun? It has begun. You are in the process and you are doing beautifully. It is important to remember that. It is important to own that and honor that. The more you do, the more easily you will afford yourself easy access to all of you. So we welcome you and we are blessed, very blessed, wholly blessed to arrive at this place of oneness. You see, we are one with you. We are you. You see, we are your expanded selves. We are the higher version of you, of your wholeness. There can be no separation. So what would make you think we are somehow separate with you? We are simply playing a game of illusion. You decide how long you wish to stay at this level, or would you like to rise? It is as simple as that. So, as we spend our holy time together, we wish to bless you with further awareness of your truth, further awareness of your true vibration, of your spark, of your divinity, excuse me, of your light. So we ask you to take the holy pause, take the deep breath in, and release out fully. Release anything that no longer feels that it fits. You know how it works. Which of these pictures is not like the other? Which thing is not like the other? So if you have been holding on to the dramas, if you have been holding on to the self-chastisement of past situations, if you have pockets of energy needing clearing, as the channeler continues to do, we ask you to surrender these energies to the light. We ask you to remember to remind your holy self that you have the ability to restore yourself instantly. So, as we have now released some of these energies and you are receiving the gift of having those energies cleared and all energies restored to holy light and love, we now are ready to receive the attunement. So we ask you, dear ones, to let go, to relax, and to receive. To remember there's no limitation on how much you can receive. This is old belief structure. This is old consciousness to feel like there is somehow a limitation on it. Only 8 tokens of love per person. Okay, next. You see, how silly would this be? If you are the good parent, if you are the good lover, there is no limitation on how much love is extended to your beloved, yes? So, how much love can be extended, afforded to you? You see, it is just a trick of the mind. There is no limitation. The only limitation, dear ones, is the ones that you still feel need to be in place. What if you let them all go? What if you accepted all of you today? It can be done and should be done. So we allow you, we afford you, we remind you to receive your holy blessing, to receive your holy blessing of love. So sit back, allow, and receive. And dear ones, remember, truly, truly, there is no limitation, there is no lack of holy energy available to you. So we ask you to take the holy pause, take a deep breath in, relax fully. And again, dear ones, to open up to receiving the extension, the awareness of who you truly are, of your true nature, of your true selves. And dear ones, we offer you at this time to extend this lovely energy of truth to any of your beloveds that are in need of special healing or special awareness of their true selves, of their divine nature. To imagine the energy extending to them, or you can even picture them with us in our circle of love. And so it is. Okay then. Well, hi there back there, you. Okay, so let's see how we can do this. You can probably,
there's one more coming.
There's one more coming. Okay, we're meeting at Carrie's house from now on. All right, so, all right, so one moment. I'm sure that Fred got included in that holy attunement, but if you allow me just one quick moment, I want to make sure that the broadcast went back there for his benefit. One moment, please. They're telling me, oh, he's good to go. He's good to go.
Spend the day with Master Roy. Yesterday.
Awesome. All right, thank you, Carrie. Thank you for doing that. Hi, Miss Tatiana. Nice to see you, sweetie. Okay, so we're going to start with Patrick. Patrick's like, I don't think anyone else is going to fit in here. Oh, how can we help you today, honey?
I don't even know anymore.
Maybe that's good. They're saying that in the sense that you'll drop trying to proceed with linear mind and open up to your true heart space.
Right.
You're trying. Tough day.
Some days are really good. Some days are not so good.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here. All right. So give me one quick moment. In the Funday, I normally start with you, and for some reason, I just felt like I should be starting there. All right, so one moment, Patrick. All right, and say your first name for me, please.
Patrick.
And say it again, please.
Patrick.
What are you scared of? What are you scared of?
Start.
Yeah. Okay, so how it feels to me is, Patrick, say your name one more time, please.
Patrick.
What I feel like is like you're scared to walk forward, you're scared to make a move, and you're on this holy path to truth. And I feel like it's a really good path and a holy path. And it's almost like you stop walking. So you're on this path that I feel, like few take in a physical lifetime. Few have the courage and the tenacity to make it all the way. It's almost like you're on this path like on a mountain, then you're traveling up to see the guru, or you're traveling up to the Himalayas, where you're reaching I don't know, like an etheric city where you're going to be embraced with your true higher self and all is going to be wonderful. So in other words, they're saying that you have made significant progress in other lifetimes and including this lifetime to get to this place, to get to this holy road that not many beings of light travel as far as you have and have broken through, broken free. I feel like you've broken through a lot of, when you think of, what the heck is that expression? Like breaking through the glass ceiling kind of thing. When you think of that, you think of like up, or at least I do. But when they're showing it to me, they're showing me like in terms of you walking your path. So you're busting through. And to get to where you are. Okay, so here's the point. The holy point is like, now you're on this path, you're on this road, and I see you on this dirt road. And to get to that road, to know the directions, to not everyone gets there, to figure out how to have enlightened enough awareness to know where the road is located, they're saying assures your destiny, assures the end, assures the sure outcome. So you have to understand that. Does that make sense? In other words, so kind of sort of. So here you are, and this like holy sacred road that let me say it this way. You derive presence there by consciousness. So you're there by consciousness. To get to this road, you can only receive it by consciousness. You can't pay your way. You can't even like do 100 zillion mantras to assure yourself permission to get the road. You only get to that place. It's earned through consciousness. Okay, so here you are on this road, and so what I'm seeing though is you basically like sat down on the road. It's kind of like droop, you know. So here you are, and you stumbled, and you're like, you're tired. Is that what you said? Like, what's it all for? I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't even know why I tried, whatever it is. But they're saying, if you could see an aerial view of where you are versus where the masses are, where you know, this is very like a separated kind of statement, because on the one hand we're all one, but they're trying to get you to see a true reflection of you. And right now they're saying that's what needs to be restored more than anything, because it's like, yeah, you've fallen, yeah, you feel kind of tired, yeah, you feel like, you know, how am I going to make it or get past it? But the fact is, it's like trying to give an analogy, it's like, you know, only the best of the best of the best are on the path that you are on, that you've now gotten a little bit tired on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm like, just say yes, help me. No, but seriously.
I'm releasing so much, and I'm just wondering how much more do I have to let go of and release? Like,
how much
baggage do I have?
How much baggage do I have? Do you know how much stuff I've brought to Goodwill since I moved into my house? How much baggage? You know, and I say that because, like, on a linear level, it's like, yes, I went from 2,000 square feet to 1,000 square feet. I had a lot of physical things. But you have to understand that all those physical things had an energetic component. You know, it was that year of really, you know, hell on earth. It was that year of when I imprisoned myself emotionally, mentally. I mean, so...
That's what I feel like I'm in a prison.
Yeah, So, I mean, I get it. I totally get it. So what they're saying, or what I'm trying to say, what they're saying through me, is that's what this is about. It's releasing all limitations to true self. Releasing all the antiquated notions of who you are and you believe yourself to be. And it's not always an easy, you know, sometimes it's... you know, what they're saying is, it's sort of like the Olympics. And everyone loves to turn on the Olympics, because when you turn on the Olympics, and I would just watch a clip on Facebook, and it was some girl, I guess it was just the United States, but third year in a row, where she won, she was a finalist, and she won, whatever. So everyone loves to turn it on, as do I, and watch her flip, 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 and it's like, and to the powerful music, and it's like, oh, everyone loves to see the end product, but what we don't know is how many times she busted her knee, her this, her that, she cried, she gave up, you know, she left her parents to go train here, her parents did a second mortgage to pay for the, like, we don't see any of this, and this little, like, oh, but she made it. So you're, you know, you're in the middle of being in the ditch, in the trudges, but what I can tell you, assure you, is number one, you are going to make it. And number two, you are on a very, what's the word, sacred and holy path. Okay, so now say your name again for me, please.
Patrick.
And say it one more time.
Patrick.
So what is this I stop believing in my stuff about? I stop believing in my stuff, self. Now that we assured you that you're on like basically a fifth dimensional path to ascension, to be quite frank, what I feel like part of the stumbling stuff is like you don't think you have it inside of you like for what's needed for like the next leg. So you were like a camel, you just sat down. Like you're just sitting there in the desert, just kind of looking around. That's how it feels.
Some days are like that.
Okay.
And other days, like last Wednesday, I had an absolutely joyous day.
Okay.
It was like a day of reprieve from what I'm going through.
What you're going through.
I appreciated it. I'm just trying like to get more days like that.
I hear you. Okay, so say your name again for me, please.
Patrick.
And say it one more time.
Patrick.
Okay, let me just clear something, because something keeps coming up, but I can't figure it out if it's because of my linear memory or if it's because that's truly what it is. So one moment, please. Okay, and say your name one more time, please.
Patrick.
Okay, so how can I explain this to you? Give me one moment. Okay, let me say it this way. I feel like what's coming up is because you somehow created an experience of having more more light quotient, you know, in you. You have more awareness, and so what that's done is it's like forced the light. What the reason there's like so much darkness on the planet, quite frankly, is what they're saying is it's because there's so much more light, and the light's forcing the dark up. So we see the dark and think, oh my God, you know, life's gone to hell in a handbasket. But in truth, it's really, there's a heck of a lot of light, and it's just forcing the dark up to the surface. So what they're saying is that's exactly what's going on with you. It's forcing the dark up to the surface for cleansing, for healing, not to get you stuck, not for you to have a bad day or a bad week, but for releasing, because it was swimming around your unconscious, whether you were paying attention to it or not. And in the grand scheme of things, it was keeping you in the dark, it was keeping you stuck. So what they're saying is what happens from an egoic, and this is helpful for all of us. See, I'm doing the longest one last, and then we'll get through all the other questions fast, but Spirit just sent me to Patrick. Okay, so let me go back. So what they're sharing for you, Patrick, as well as all of us, is our ego mind looks at everything we do from a very egoic linear perspective. So everything we do, we mark ourselves. You know, Benjamin's getting all these grades. He was a Montessori, he never got a grade in his life. Suddenly we're getting grades every 2 weeks, and grades is like this huge big thing. You know, he's getting marked. This was good, this was bad. This, I mean, it's like, I want to say it's nuts, but you know, I'm on recording, so it's appropriate for Palm Beach County, but anyway. It's just, gosh, it's just in your face. Like, you know, can we just go back to learning? But the point is, that's what, it's just mirroring. Like, let's just look at the grades. It's just mirroring what we do to ourselves. It's just our ego. You know, who came up with this grading system? Our consciousness. So who is out there that I'm having this conversation with? Me. It's just me. And so the aspect of me that we're talking about, me now, but of course I'm you. So the aspect of me that's so frustrated with, you know, this is good, this is bad, you know, it's my dream. So who am I looking at? I'm looking at myself and how I evaluated myself through the years, through my lifetime, through other lifetimes. This was good, this was not good. So what they're sharing and telling you all that is that is what is tripping you up in a sense. because you are evaluating you and have through the years, you know, like Kenny Rogers song, in terms of, well, this happened, so therefore that was bad. So, you know, I tried to save my friend, but he died, so therefore that was bad. Well, my friend who died then got to turn around and reincarnate and came through and did this miraculous lifetime that would not have happened had he played out that particular lifetime that you wanted him to stay alive. So when you're, what they're sharing is to give up your attachment to your grading system, your judging system about self. So if someone lost their life, that was bad. If I lost this relationship, that was bad. Maybe if I lost this relationship, it's exactly what my higher self was supporting for my highest growth and releasing. What I feel is if you can, even just for a moment, for a day, for an hour, release your like predetermined decisions about the course of your life and seeing, kind of evaluating it from a grading system, this was, or the judging system, this was good, this was bad, and understanding that you've got your higher self that's really simply supporting your ascension. So everything supports your ascension, everything serves your ascension, and whether things work, I mean, no one really likes to hear this, but whether things work out linearly or not, you know, so you get the girl, you get the house, you get the job, your higher self doesn't really care. I mean, it really doesn't care. I hate to say that. But what they're saying is it's really about healing consciousness. You have the ability, say your name one more time, Patrick.
Patrick.
You're on the road to ascension. What I feel like is tripping you up a little bit is you've arrived at these pockets of energies that, how do I say this? They just have you spinning your wheels. I don't know how else to say this. And they have you spinning your wheels because somehow you think somehow things are wrong. Things are wrong now, things were wrong then. And what they're sharing is, to your delight, As you find the willingness to believe in yourself again, to try one more time, to pick yourself up and see what this whole journey is about, what you're going to find, number one, is you've got this master teacher with you. You're not alone sitting on the dirt like this camel. I don't know why I keep saying camel. But you're not alone on the road. You're not alone on the road. So you're sitting there, and basically your whole support team, spirit guides, this master, I mean, they've like made camp, you know, like nomadic travelers, you know, you stop, you make camp. You've got camp support with you on this dirt road. They're waiting for you to, Patrick, say your name one more time.
Patrick.
Say it one more time.
Patrick.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with this, and the only thing I can think of, and they're saying yes, so I'll do it. If you knew my personal life, which I will be glad to tell you after the group, and they're saying it's coming out in the book, so you might as well tell them now. My life's like anyone's, but they're saying no, it's actually unique, and there was a reason it was unique. Okay, my whole life was wrongs. You know, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, this didn't go right, that didn't go right, then this didn't go right. The whole thing. And they're saying, you know, but they're saying the holy point is it's about uncovering what's within, not without. Not without. So there are many that get lost as you are temporarily in thinking somehow things went wrong. And they're saying, to your holy delight, and you just haven't woken up to the realization yet, is everything really is, they're saying everything is peachy keen. The only difficulty is your, this is what you're reminding me of. I'll leave you with this, and then I'll come back. So we can go around the circle, but I'll come back afterwards just to check up on you. So this is what they're saying. When you meditate, I know you meditate. Okay, so when I meditate, which I've been advised to please do longer and deeper, I have been trained to watch my thoughts. So I see the thoughts, I notice the thoughts, and then they just travel by. At times, I know you would never do this, I get lost in my thoughts. You know, so it's sort of like,
I'm distracted.
Yeah, so this is like a great meditation. You know, now that I'm meditating more, maybe I should paint the walls to bring in the blue and white. You know, and as long as I'm painting the walls, maybe I should get those meditation cushions, and maybe I should sign up for the meditation whatever. And then, you know, I really never called the Rinpoche, and maybe I can get an appointment. You know, this is all why I'm meditating, okay? So that's what's happening. Energies are coming up for your clearing to just pass through so you can release them. And instead, it's almost like, oh, you know, this is me. Oh my God, it's even worse than I thought. And it's really just coming up for clearing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the only time I'm happy. It's when I'm in my reality and during meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Once I come back to the dream, then
it's not real. Like, you understand we're just dreaming each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go around the circle, and your job is to see everyone as light beings, energy beings. Like, just see them as Christ consciousness, like in your dream. They're all light beings. Okay. Hi, Christy.
Whatever they want to know. They want me to know.
Okay. They want to know. Whatever they want to know. They want to know a lot.
Wow.
They want to know a lot. You've got such groovy energy. You just really do. I love your energy. All right, one moment, please. I almost want to switch seats with Patrick because everyone enjoys sitting next to Joseph because he's very healing. We may have to switch in a moment. All right, so one moment, please. All right, Christy, say your name, please.
Christy.
And say it one more time.
Christy.
Say it one more time, please.
Christy.
Do you have a bowl at home? I don't know if it's on this earth or it's another dimension or something. I'm looking at this bowl, and what would the bowl be? Excuse me.
Like an eating bowl or like a
It would it would be
like an animal bowl, but
an animal bowl. Say your name again, please.
I'm Christy.
Excuse me. It's some kind of sacred object, and it's not this, but I have a bowl. I don't have it here, I guess. I have it at home. So when I smudge with the sage, I put the sage in the bowl, and it's kind of some kind of shell. It's not a shell. It's an actual, it's made of stone or something, but it has that kind of sacred connotation to it. Do you have anything like that?
No, I used to have a singing bowl, but I don't.
Singing
have
bowl. Mm-mm, it's not that. Okay, so one moment. So it's not here that I'm looking at. Okay. And say your name for me, please.
Christy.
And say it one more time.
Christy.
Say it one more time, please.
Christy.
Okay, so clearly you're multidimensional. Are you aware of your other, I want to say, like, I'm trying to figure this out. I almost feel like it's like a parallel life kind of thing. Do you tap it? Do you see it? Do you feel it?
I mean, I don't know.
Christy, say your name again, please.
Christy.
They keep showing me this bowl. It's kind of like, I don't know what you do with it, but it's got almost like this, but it's like rounder. And you're making something. Okay, Christy, let me move on to Anna, and then I'm going to come back. You're doing some kind of like scientific research, something or other. It's got to do with some type of healing, healing scientific something. I can't get the words, so let me give them time to give it to me in a different form. I'll come back. She's not taking chances. Here we go. We're recording. Okay, how can I help you?
Whatever the master has for me to.
Okay, nice to see you.
Thank you.
Okay, and say your name, please.
Anna.
And say it one more time.
Anna.
So tell me about the stones, the rocks outside. What's going on with that?
I found a heart of the. I found a little part of the bishop the other day.
Okay.
So that's the last part I found.
Okay, and say your name again, please.
Anna.
You have the ability to communicate with them, and they say not only do you have the ability, but you should be forming a. Say your name one more time.
Anna.
It would serve you well, they're saying. It would serve you well. To start building, yeah, I hear that, thank you. To start building a more personal relationship with these stones because they're informational. And it's really interesting to me that you're sitting next to Christy because that's what Christy does best. She works with stones and limestone and she extracts all kinds of... grids, got something to do with a crystal grid. She extracts all kinds of information and it's somehow going to be used to save Holy Mother Earth, that's all. So her work's really quite important. And there's a reason why you're energetically sitting next to her, because you too extract information out of stones. And they're telling me that you belong to an ancient, oh goodness, who are you? What do you do? Say your name one more time. You belong to some type of tribe, something like that, you can tap, here's the bottom line. You have the ability to tap into ancient wisdom, and it's really quite purposeful that you do that, because what you're going to be doing is filtering it through mainstream society. And you have the avenues and the connections to teach a lot of holy people. So they're saying, you know, like, the joke's on you. They're saying the gig is up, the joke's on you. You have this tendency that you keep looking to the right and to the left, and it's like, oh, look what she's doing, look what she's doing. And I'm laughing because I know who the people are that they're referring to. I remember. Okay, and they're saying, there's a reason, you know, and it sounds so funny because I know I said that to you as well. You're going to be demonstrating, teaching, writing your own book, sharing this information.
In this lifetime?
And say your name again, please.
Anna.
Well, of course. They're saying, well, of course. Okay. Well, of course. So they're saying it's time to get busy. Have a conversation. Have a conversation. So they're saying play a game. And the way you play the game is imagine if you want to talk to spirit and you want to talk to your grandfather, you want to talk to Albert Einstein, someone where you want information. So you say something to them, and then your linear mind says, oh, well, I can't hear what they're saying. So they're saying, well, pretend that you can hear what they're saying. Pretend you can hear. If you could hear, what would they be saying to you? Do you see what I'm saying? So what that does is it pushes you out, and it pushes you out of that linear blockade that we tend to form that says it can't be done. And that's what's happening right now. Part of it is simply the self-perception, because you're very linear. It's been a very linear lifetime for you up to now. But they're saying, that's all done. You know, that's all done. So now this is about letting your true colors. This is really about letting your true colors out. So play with the stones. Pick a stone that you gravitate to and have a talk with it. You know, so ask it a question. Which side of the garden do you like to sit on? Which of the stones are your favorite? You know, do you communicate with the other stones? Do you communicate with the wildlife that stops by? Or whatever you want to ask, anything where you can then receive a response. Are you male or female? What you're going to do is whether you hear a response right away or not, so you've tried this. You try this, and what happens?
Nothing, no messages back, or no conversations back, or I try, sit in my little garden with my rocks. Yeah, I talk to them, and silence.
Okay. Imagine that they were talking back. And keep your little recorder on so you can record what they have to say. And say your name again, please.
Anna.
It might help you to take those stones and put them in formations. Like, just kind of play with it and just have fun, sort of like a kid doodling. So take some of the stones and decide, like, what kind of design you want to make. You know,
I have done one, like a spiral, and I have done a medicine wheel.
Okay, and what made you think to do that?
Just came to me and I did it.
Okay, they're saying that's the holy point. It's letting go the achievement thing. They're saying you're kind of like, you're very achievement oriented. Let me say it that way. This is playing. This is off time. There are no grades. no grades. This is playing. Okay, one moment. And say your name one more time.
Anna.
Have fun with them. It's sort of like what I'm watching you do is you're taking the stones and you're actually piling them up on top of the other. Like, you know, if you watch like when your son was like 3 or 4, he would sit and he would just play with his whatever he had. He would just do, just to do them, play with them. I feel like the fact that this is like a performance thing is like kind of stopping the flow. Play. It's just playing with, you can stack them up, you can like, you know, being a little kid, it's like, okay, now we're gonna pretend that we've got company coming, so let's get ready for the, no one's watching, right? There's no video cameras. You're gonna break through and it's there. And they're saying it's important because you have the ability to teach a lot of others and you already have it set up in this lifetime that there are gonna be those that are gonna sponsor you and support you. I'm guessing this is your friend. They're going to be those that are going to sponsor you and support you in this lifetime that already know to give you a place to rent, to set up your books, whatever they're going to do. Hi, welcome. Nice to have you. It's already like it's a done deal. So you already have sponsorship for what it is you're going to produce. So if you know that you already have sponsorship for it, then obviously it's going to happen. There's a big hint there.
Just a quick thing. I had a dream last night. I was floating into the universe holding a black heart, something similar to this. And the more I floated, I was hung into it. And the more I floated, it just came loose out of my hand. I don't know if it was a vivid dream or was a travel, but I was floating and I was holding it with my life. And the more light I got, it just came loose from my hand. I have no idea.
I don't know offhand either, but what I do know is you have sacred relationships with these stones.
Okay.
I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll tune in later though, see if I can get anything else for you. Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. And it's Alan?
Alan.
Oh, okay, good. And welcome. Do you have a question or would you like them just to tune in for you?
Yeah, no question.
Okay. Nice to have you, Alan. Okay, and say your first name for me, please.
Alan.
And say it one more time.
Alan.
And Alan, say it one more time, please.
Alan.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I don't really do mediumship, and yet you've got someone coming in from the other side. I have no idea who they are, but what I do know is, I know. Act as if I know and then I'll know. There's a lot of love coming forward, a lot of love. And they're coming through me because it's almost like this is their chance, so they don't know if they're gonna get another chance. So it's like they're trying their luck with me. And Ellen, oh, give me one quick second. Let me just clear. Let me try it that way.